News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There is no replacement for experience, but even with later retirement and an ageing population, Irish over 50s are actually still comparatively under-participating in the labour force. Here to tell us why employers should embrace an ageing workforce is the managing partner of the Grey Matters Network, Mick Furlong. Mick, why should I, as an employer, for example, hire someone in their 50s? What can I get from someone in their 50s that I can't get cheaper from someone in their 20s?
Well, I suppose, Kieran, the benefits tend to be that the greyennials, as we call them, have been through many change cycles within their careers, so they're much better at navigating change. When you hire one of this cohort, you tend to get reliability, stability, and significantly lower absentee levels.
Is the Irish workplace generally a hospitable place to 50 plus people?
I don't think it's hospitable, but there is a kind of traditional bias in terms of the older cohort. And I think given the emergence of the young tech companies also, and they tend to have a younger profile workforce.
There will be people who suggest that, you know, the different industries and how they're changing and the introduction of AI, that it's a young person's game. They are these people in their 50s and 60s, sure, that they can barely work a WhatsApp message. They can't get their head around AI.
Well, in actual fact, you will find that in some of these large organisations that there are this younger or the older cohort, and that experience involved deeply in designing these changes in work and artificial intelligence and automation of some of the work practices.
So are they an untapped resource then, 50 plus?
Absolutely an untapped resource. In actual fact, yeah, I think the CFO have provided statistics that show that the labour force participation rate of this older cohort is around 60% in Ireland, whereas in the Nordics it's 70% and in the UK it's 79%. There's also a report that was produced in the UK last year which quantified the value of this untapped cohort, and the equivalent in Ireland would be about 5 billion in terms of GDP advantage if we better leveraged this cohort.
All right, on that note, Managing Partner of the Grey Matters Network, Mick Furlong. Well, to discuss this more, I'm joined on the line by Terry Prone, Chairman of the Communications Clinic. Terry, you were listening there and I understand you agree with Mick. You think we need more crinklies out in the workplace?
I think that we need even stronger laws to prevent people describing older people as crinklies, because we are already arguably the most ageist society in Europe.
Oh.
And I actually am making money out of it, Karen, because we have a careers clinic in my company, and a fair number of the people turning up each week are people, mostly women, in their 50s, who have been strong-armed into taking a package, and having done that, are out looking for a new job and deeply fearful that age prejudice will prevent them getting that job.
And are the prejudices the ones that kind of spring to mind, that employers think, younger people are cheaper, they're probably more tech-savvy, and I can rely on them for longer? Whether that's true or not, are they the actual prejudices?
The first is right, the last is wrong. The first, the notion that young people are cheaper is a huge issue. The minute people become expensive because they've been around for 15 or 20 years, a particular kind of capitalist says, you know something, you're done. I can get two of you age 20 for the same price. Or better still, I can outsource it, whether to India or to a whole load of gig economy guys with little backpacks, who have no permanence, no benefits, no VHI, no pension. And that's the way that business will go if we don't stop it.
And why is that a problem? What advantage does it offer the workplace to have a mix?
Endless research in companies indicates that the more you have genuine diversity, as in men and women, older and younger, Irish and new Irish, the better is the general mix. So there is no downside to it. And we should all challenge every time we see headlines that suggest that we desperately need to bring in people from overseas to fill jobs here. Yes, of course we need people from overseas, and they're really welcome. But we have older people here who are very eager to have proper jobs.